Last name is spelled L-E-F-F-I-N-G-W-E-L-L.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And so being the mayor of Austin, what does it mean for you having Camp Mabry so close to the community?
Well, as I just said a few moments ago, Camp Mabry has been a neighbor of the city of Austin for a long time, and my personal neighbor, I just live around the corner, and I appreciate using the facilities. I'm retired military myself, 20 years in the Navy, including, of course, 15 years in the Reserves. So I get to come over here every now and then. I get a haircut, I use the jogging track, and I enjoy the being here. It's such a great setting, beautiful, and turn of the century for the Army, and I hope that it stays just the way it is in
Excellent.
The future.
Excellent. And as far as the 9/11 exhibit, was there a emotional, did it bring up a big emotional response in you personally?
Well, yeah, I think all of us, a lot of folks today have talked about where they were and what they remember when they first learned of it. My reaction at first was disbelief. I had just come home from a jog. My wife said, look at the television, look at what's happening. And I actually saw the second airplane fly into the building. And my first reaction, is this some kind of a staged show or something? It took a long time, I think, for most people for it to soak in that this had actually happened. It was such a horrendous act that people couldn't believe it for a while.
Right, and now that this museum's open, how do you think it's going to benefit the community?
Well, I think it's a memorial to the War on Terror. It'll remind folks, you know, we've been in this war for 10 years now. That's a long time. People tend to forget. That's a natural human tendency. I think they can come out here and be reminded of what we're truly facing, the threat that we're facing even today.
And do you have any hopes for the future of Camp Mabry and the specific museum?
Well, we're very proud of the museum. I think it's a great addition to the community. The general just announced earlier today that it was going to be opened back up to the public. So I'm sure you get a lot of folks in here. Going through the museum to see what the military history of Texas really is, going all the way back to the Civil War, actually, and maybe a little bit before. But I think it's going to be a great addition to the community, no doubt. Austin is a big tourist destination. I'm sure you'll see some folks from outside of Austin coming here, too.
All right, and is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're very proud of Camp Mabry, and you asked me just a moment ago what were my hopes for the future of Camp Mabry and the museum. My hopes for Camp Mabry is it stays just the way it is and remains a part of Austin that it's always been.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
You're very welcome.
Again, it's been